You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. And getting you all guys caught back up. Well, we have some news coming out from all different directions outside of the Big Two. Rowing, track and field, baseball here, getting winding down their regular season. So much for rowing was in action as well last weekend as well. We'll get to that as the weekend progresses. And this is a reminder as well, if you have not subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast, maybe you want to do that now. Hit that subscribe button. You're a K-State fan. Add this to your regular encyclopedia of K-State podcast out there as well. We have our new episode out now, episode 99, with my former colleague and also a good buddy of mine. I should say like this, good buddy of mine plus former colleague of the 91.9, Eli Anderson. That was a fun discussion there as well. Kind of a little bit off topic, a little bit as well as talk about a little bit about what's going on, focusing on basketball and football. You definitely want to check that out as well. And looking forward to doing a lot more of these this summer. Obviously, we're hit somewhat of a dead pool, but right now, everything's coming out of the works right now. Football also hit, got another DB as well last weekend as well. So, very excited about that. It was apparently a good buddy appearing to the Twitter, the Twitter conversation, whatever, Kobe Salvage. Of course, Kobe Salvage transferred over here from the state of Texas. We got another Texas kid up here in K-State. So, again, I'm telling you, as we get along here, any recruiting news, I will do my best to get that cover. Again, a lot to go during this week as well, so I'll get you caught up there as well. And track and field over the weekend as well, K-State. Second place in the 4x4 meter relay in the Big 12 Outdoor Championships in Lubbock, Texas over the weekend as well. There was coverage down there. I saw glimpses and peaks a little bit. I was in Kansas City last weekend, and I did see a little bit here and there, not a whole lot, but I did look at the stats there in K-State. This is my favorite event, if you have not heard already. I've said this numerous times. When talking about track and field anyways, the 4x4 funnest event out of everything else, really. I know there's like the 4x8, but that ain't nothing compared to the 4x4. There's, well, K-State. This was a 3A competition. Wildcats only placed 8th with 56 points in the men's division and 8th place with a score of 41 in the men's women's division. Last year, Roger at K-State kicked butt in the Big 12 Championships was here in Manhattan, Kansas. Now, I don't know with that. That's kind of a little disappointing a little bit there, considering what took place. I mean, K-State, I think they finished place way better than they did this past year. When I looked at that, I was very surprised to see that happen right there. But, yeah, at least the consistency is there for K-State when it comes to that there. And I believe for the second year in a row, yep, Texas, for the second straight year, they did this in Manhattan last year, takes the championships in both the men and women's division there as well. Texas pretty much kicked everybody's butt in that as well. Even though Cliff Ravetto did say, quote unquote, they had personal best and good performances as well. And yeah, they've been missing some key pieces all year long. Obviously, TJ Sankar, we haven't heard much of him. He's been kind of pretty much dinged up, man, since the end of indoor season there as well. And I don't know who else they're missing right there as well. But shout out to the 4x4, the K-State track and field. That's what I'm talking about. Sean Wilson Jr., Kyle Gale, you heard this name on the Pro Project Podcast Daily. Sophomore Tim Lambert is a junior as well, and Antonio Hansen, a freshman as well, hit a 3:04, 27 seconds. That's moving right there. So they're not senior. You got two juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman on that team. Woo! They can work on this next year. Well, obviously, you got to go back to one again, another favorite college of mine, Florida Gators, right? They broke 3 minutes in the 4x4 a month ago. They set the world record. I think either NCAA collegiate record in that event. I got to double check that, but I'm pretty sure they did because that was awesome. I got to look back at that race right there. Track and field's big down in Florida. Take it from me. Going to school down there, it's pretty serious down there. Now, obviously, you hear Texas, they're pretty quick, as well as Louisiana and all that. But I might be a little bad bias here, but Florida, that's where spot's at right there. Yeah, a lot of athletes out there down there. Yeah, 304, that's pretty damn impressive right there. The women's relay team, fifth-year senior, Rudri Nadjo, junior, Sharisha Ray has been doing work in the spring season. Junior, Oshila Johnson, and senior, Alex Ferguson, in the 4x4 in that same relay now, 3:35:08, 3 minutes and 35 seconds right there as well. Cassidy Johnson, the NCAA indoor standout, powered through the very end of the 15-meter finals there and took home. Got a podium. Got third in that as well. The 4x100-meter relay on the women's side there finished fifth there as well. And speaking of Sharisha Ray, she was in the 400-meter dash, 52.1. And that was actually a personal best. As well, the 4x100-meter relay of the men's side only came in sixth place as well. And Devin Richardson in the men's triple jump, personal best with a 51.10, a.k.a. 15.80 meters right there as well. Shout out to Devin Devin Richardson, D-E-V-O-N, Devin Richardson right there. You can correct me if I'm pronouncing that wrong, because for that whatever reason, that name is spelled a few different ways right there. But it all besides, K-State, good showing there, only for eighth place. But yeah, individually, some great performance there, including highlighted by a runner-up finish in the 4x4 by the men's K-State 4x4. So awesome. That's going to bring a smile to my face there as well. So there's that as well. Again, we'll get you all updated with the golf team here through the beginning of this week. Obviously, as at the moment, the course podcast, they are underway with day two. So we'll see what happens there on the men's side as the men's golf team looks to advance out of this regional, which is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to do that, but the way they've been performing this year, they've been really under the radar this year, underneath all this recruiting from football, basketball, all this news shaking down. They've been thrown under the radar a little bit, so that's been awesome for them. So we'll see what happens as the week progresses on the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. There, we're on Spotify, Apple, and a couple other podcasting platforms out there as well. So there's that big time milestone episode 100 coming soon, baby. We'll be getting recorded later on the week. Can't wait for that. History in the making. We'll be reaching 100 episodes this week. Do not want to miss out on that. My co-host Alex Aiden of the podcast, folks. So definitely looking forward to that as well. We're going to have plenty to talk about, I'm pretty sure, with all this K-State news coming out. Plenty to talk about, as well as the NBA playoffs. Stay tuned for that. You're not subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast, you might want to do that right now. But time to wrap up this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats, Eddie Greer! The Purple Project Podcast continues.